Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Well, Clemson is trying it desperately. Get a good look at this. Clemson is trying desperately to hold on to pro murder professors. Well, okay, we'll give you one. We'll give you the one guy who said everybody should be a Luigi Mangione and go out and kill whoever they dislike. And even mentions some ideas. Like, you know, the head of a healthcare company, Brian Thompson, who was murdered for being the head of a healthcare company. Not even a political guy. They said, okay, we'll give you one. We'll give you one scalp. We'll fire him. But the other two, what to say? You know, let's keep him over here on the payroll. And we'll keep him away from the classroom, but they don't say forever. It's obvious what they're trying to do at Clemson, Lee. They're trying to do two things, both of which are incredibly dangerous in this environment we find ourselves in. They're trying to establish a new beachhead for the left, being pro-murder of people on the right, i.e. the majority in this country, is okay. It is a legitimate political position, and we should study it and debate it. We shouldn't fire people for expressing that viewpoint. We'll just put them over here. Get them out of the classroom. No, forever? Well, no, they didn't say that, did they? No, because the second our heads are turned, they're going right back to that classroom. And that is not good enough. That is, no, not acceptable. And Lee, they're going to have to learn the hard way. They're going to have to remove all of these people. They will. They just haven't figured it out yet because they don't hang out with normal people like us. They're not around taxpayers like us. And in their groups, apparently the people running Clemson, murder, wink, wink, nod, nod, is kind of an acceptable thing. I'm going to explain to you as the show unfolds today where this comes from, Lee. I'm going to give you a sample of what's coming so that we can understand why Clemson must be taken to the woodshed again and again and again and again until these professors are gone. Because this is about lives and saving lives. That's what this is about. This isn't about cancellation. I do not want their accounts taken. I will be out in the streets marching on their behalf if you try to take their X accounts. I am a speech radical. I want to know exactly what they think all the time so as to save people from them. But this, Lee, let me give you an example. My husband's kind of the silent partner in the show. You know him very well. I don't even see most stuff unless he sends it to me. We're around the clock, you know, research operation. And what we've had to do over the years, because you can't find things again on Google because of the censorship I left, is we've had to build our own search database, and he kind of came up with a brilliant way to do it. He sends me a few hundred articles a day, usually 200 to 300 articles a day. That lets me, I call them slam scan them, so I can go over every single headline, know exactly what happened, take in a massive amount of research, and then click what I need. But we put them in a Gmail account. In that Gmail account, there are almost 500,000 emails right now. And what that operates as is two things: an archive of my show prep, but it's also a searchable database so that when history disappears from our search engines, it does not disappear from my Google account.
That's
it
brilliant.
Functions as a search engine. So I put in TPUSA. My husband and I have built this account since I have archived going back to 2019. We're going to go through what's in it. This, I about fell off my chair last night. I said, oh my gosh, when I saw this. And this is very relevant to what is going on at Clemson. the unbelievable amount of violence on college campuses by Antifa, who we're finding out overnight was funded with $40 million worth of Joe Biden cash, get this, through the Department of Homeland Security, Lee, to go after specifically TPUSA, Charlie Kirk's group, and other groups like the Heritage Foundation. Do I have your attention? Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're going to dig into that. That was all in my archives. I found all of it last night, just putting in TPUSA. Now, I'm just going to do one page, okay? I'm going to hit the headlines. Headline, video, leftist at, this is 2019, leftist at UC Berkeley violently attacks Turning Point USA member. Police seek help identifying suspects. 2019, violent fascist students docks conservative TPUSA leader. Light his dorm room on fire.
Which would usually be considered arson.
Well, but they're liberals. Yeah, right. Antifa threatens Candace Owens, TPUSA event at UPenn. They threatened to kill people, including Owens. They then, by the way, tried to violently shut down that event. We're only in 2019. TPUSA, Turning Point USA leader, stalked, was nearly the victim of a hit and run on Seattle campus. They tried to run him over with a car. TPUSA campus rep reports mob violence against conservative students. Again, we're only in May of 2019. I didn't even realize I had all of this. This is at UNLV, University of Las Vegas. They just set up a booth. That was a mistake. It turned into a mob mentality pretty quickly, continued the TPUSA representative. We had lots of students yelling at us, calling us every name in the book. One student ended up rushing our table, pulling everything off of it, kicking down our wall. They were doing a Trump wall, broke it, and pushed one of my students down on the concrete. He hit his head. The only thing that stopped it from getting even more violent was rain. It started raining, and it was like a gift from God, honestly. And then everyone dispersed. Okay, let's keep going. TPUSA campus rep reports violent mob. Next one, Utah high school student admits using pepper spray to disrupt TPUSA event. We're still in 2019. Turning Point USA activist attacked at Evergreen State College. That person was beaten. Again, now we're, that was in 2020. Next headline, same lunatic who sucker punched TPUSA member last year was arrested Sunday for repeatedly stabbing husband bike riding with wife. So this is who they're attracting. Next headline, breaking, TPUSA event at Dartmouth College focusing on Antifa terrorism shut down due to bomb threat from Antifa. This is just page one. Protesters unhinged, at his next headline, at Turning Point USA Summit. Pushed, shoved through bottles of urine. Next headline, update. The View apologizes to Turning Point USA over defamatory statements after they insinuated that the leadership were Nazis. Next page. Lee, and I don't mean to go on and on and on here. The View apologizes for wrongly linking neo-Nazi protesters to Turning Point USA.
That's back in the day when The View would apologize for calling Republicans Nazis.
Well, that was only because they threatened to sue them. Charlie Kirk taunts furious far left protesters waving signs against white supremacy as they storm Turning Point USA event at the University of New Mexico before riot police are called in. They had to violently put down that protest with a SWAT team. That was 2022. On and on and on. This headline, left-wing activists smash windows, arrested at UC Davis, Charlie Kirk event. Violence comes after Chancellor prompted students to neutralize and negate TPUSA. Headline, this is another one, transgender activists surround TPUSA speaker. And this goes on and on and on, Lee, and I won't do this for the rest of the show, but I could. This was inevitable. The violence here is incredible. We have the Riley Gaines event at San Francisco University, where she was physically beaten, punched in the face.
Assaulted. Assault and battery.
The campus police, who surrounded her and kept her from being killed by the mob, rushed her into a classroom and barricaded the door shut. They then taunted them outside for hours. Hours while they were barricaded in there. Riley Gaines and the campus police. Finally, the San Francisco PD had to come in and liberate them. While they were out there, they were taunting the campus police and offering to pay them to turn over Riley Gaines. San Francisco police investigated, so did campus police. They know who did it. They just refused to charge them. It was a man in a skirt. He's on video. It's not like we don't know who he is. He's still on X. So, Lee, this is not a one-off. This is not one sick young man and, you know, who just went astray. This is the Antifa. This is the violent left. They have been stalking and beating and spitting on and throwing urine on and on and on and on TPUSA on these campuses, violently trying to repel them. And right now, the leadership of Clemson is trying to help them establish a new beachhead. Murder is okay to advocate for and celebrate online. This is a new beachhead. They are trying to establish a norm that if you advocate for the murder of the right, this would never be tolerated if it went the other way, you can keep your job. You can be on the Clemson payroll. And I say not just no, but hell no. So whoever you have to call, whatever you have to do, verbally, because we're the good guys. We don't threaten people. We're not rude. We are polite. We say, yes, sir. Thank you, ma'am. And please fire these professors. Now, we are not going to start a new thing where it's okay to advocate for murder, where it's okay to have a debate about who should die. We're not going there. And Clemson is not leading the way. This isn't over. We will do this every day until this ends.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Unbelievable. The first man arrested for the Charlie Kirk shooting. Remember that old dude, 71, yelling, he did it. I shot him, now shoot me. But this is the weirdest event. I got to tell you, something's going on here. 71-year-old man just standing around, you know. Initially distracted authorities by claiming he did it, and they're dragging him out, and people are following, and the crowd is angry. Turns out he admitted, he's under the arrest, by the way, that he did it to draw attention away from the real shooter. He did it to shut, what? Zinn told an officer he was glad he shot Charlie Kirk. Then later admitted he was glad that he lied and claimed he shot Charlie Kirk so the real suspect could get away. He also said he wanted to be a martyr for the person who was shot. And I don't know what that means exactly. So, I mean, what is this guy doing there? He's obviously out of the college demographic. And then who has the presence of mind, even a deranged liberal, to try to protect the killer by yelling, I did it? This case is so strange. And then we have the breaking news this morning. There's a lot more here, folks. I hope that they are able to get it. Because now this has come out.
We have learned that the suspect told at least several individuals that he was planning to assassinate Charlie Kirk. In one of those instances, it was in a note he left for his romantic partner. In another, it was a text message to a separate individual. Neither person has been charged, but they could be down the road as the investigation continues. Here's FBI Director Kash Patel describing one of those messages last night on Hannity.
We've collected information where, through witness interviews from the FBI and local law enforcement, that he essentially admitted after the shooting and assassination of Charlie Kirk, the suspect admitted to it. But I will say what was found in terms of information, a text message exchange, where he, the suspect, specifically stated that he had the opportunity to take out Charlie Kirk and he was going to do that. And when he was asked why, he said some hatred cannot be negotiated with.
Who's this? There's an X account by somebody by the name of @TallyHallAlbum who posted on September 3rd that it would be funny if someone like Charlie Kirk got shot on September 10th, LMAO. Just days after the tragedy, the user followed up with a cryptic reply, "Did I?" Then escalated the threat by posting Donald Trump December 14th, before scrubbing the entire profile from existence. Folks, this is probably the fifth or sixth really eerie instance of people associated with people online knowing when things are going to happen. Like Narja Galvez, who posted on September 9th, "Charlie Kirk is coming to my college tomorrow. I really hope somebody evaporates him literally," followed by, "Let's just say something big will happen tomorrow." Or Fujo Shin Incel, who teased something big is coming soon. This was on September 5th. And gloated, "Another chud bites the dust after the assassination." Another unnamed account predicted on August 6th, "September 10th will be a very interesting day," later pleading the 5th. People knew about this. They knew this was coming. There's a lot of them. There's a lot of chatter on the left. And that goes to show you this is not one sick guy who really needs some help and, you know, thank God he's in custody. We can go on with our lives now. This is not that. It's not that. Coming up on the show, folks, the Biden, get this, Department of Homeland Security paid $40 million in anti-terrorism grants for groups, including Antifa, to go after Turning Point USA, the Heritage Foundation, PragerU, after publishing a chart comparing them to Nazis and inviting left-wing groups to apply for the $40 million in funding. And that was rewarded on the basis of how effective you would be at disrupting their events. I just read you an entire 3 years worth of violence by Antifa and Antifa-linked groups on college campuses, specifically against Turning Point USA. Beatings, burnings, throwing urine, assaults. One of them requiring an entire SWAT team and riot police to put down. This is university after... Folks, there's 24 universities here full of violence against Antifa. I am amazed Charlie Kirk was still going in public without bulletproof glass at this point, seeing what's in my inbox archives here from show prep. And I'm just getting started. So in this environment, Clemson wanting to protect and preserve professors who advocate for murder is not acceptable. We are not going to establish you have a right to keep your job if you're pro-murder. We're not. We're not doing that. So the sooner they figure this out over at Clemson, the better. But let's help them this morning. Here's the email for the president of Clemson. It's president@clemson.edu. You got that? president@clemson.edu. We're going to write polite emails because we're the good guys. We're not the bad guys. Polite emails demanding the firing of these Two professors, no sideline them. We'll keep them out of classroom for a little while they spew their hate and put them back later. No, no, no. We are not pro-murder. That is not a thing. Tell the president, it's president@clemson.edu, politely. We are Charlie Kirk. We are polite like Charlie Kirk. We debate like Charlie Kirk. But we do not tolerate murder. We do not. And Clemson does not either. Again, it's president@clemson.edu.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, it's all highly organized. The Biden Department of Homeland Security paid $40 million, spent $40 million on an anti-terrorism program to target Turning Point USA, Heritage Foundation, PragerU, after listing them officially on a Department of Homeland Security chart called the Pyramid of Far-Right Radicalization. They put Turning Point USA, Charlie Kirk's group, in the same category as actual Nazis. It's according to a 2023 report from the Media Research Center, revealing that Biden's Department of Homeland Security had associated Turning Point USA, PragerU, and other conservative organizations with terrorist and Nazi groups, and then used a, quote, targeted violence and terrorism prevention grant against them. A total of 80 grants cost taxpayers just under $40 million. These are left-wing groups, including Antifa, and their job was to disrupt Turning Point USA as a way of combating white supremacist Nazi violence. One of these grant recipients was the University of Dayton, which the Media Research Center stated was among the most radical grantees. They got $352,000 to create something called Prevent OHS. So to specifically go after PragerU, Turning Point USA at your expense. So what did they use the money for? They spent it on Antifa. Wait. Didn't this guy put Antifa slogans on his bullet cartridges? Yeah. This is bigger and deeper and wider than we understand. Here's Brett Bozell on Maria Bartiromo. She's on Fox Business talking about how they put Turning Point. This is our own Department of Homeland Security. Put Turning Point USA on a list of domestic terror groups. Again, in the same category as actual Nazi groups, and then funded Antifa to go after them.
The second level torques it up. More dangerous groups, Turning Point USA, Tea Party Patriots, PragerU, Breitbart, that American Conservative Unit. Then the third level is pro-Nazi organizations, and the top one is militant Nazi organizations. So there you go, the pyramid, showing the progression of domestic terrorism. But listen to this. I want you to hear this. What they were actually doing in this conference. One speaker was associating Ron DeSantis with the Holocaust.
Unbelievable.
One speaker was associating Donald Trump with Pol Pot, the genocide guy. One speaker did this.
All of it funded by the Department of Homeland Security. It gets worse.
He advocated programs to deny people, to shut down their websites, to close their meetings, and to physically.
By the way, this is the Antifa Link speaker that was funded by our Department of Homeland Security to go after TPUSA specifically, as well as Heritage and these other groups. Okay, take a listen.
He advocated programs to deny people, to shut down their websites, to close their meetings, and to physically prevent them from assembling in public. Physically prevent them from assembling in public.
Physically. Yeah.
Put it all together, and it goes on. By the way, that speaker also said, and this is a quote that we have to remember, he's a member of Antifa. He said a lot of things we are doing are illegal. A lot of it involves breaking the law.
Yeah.
They put it all together. They wrapped it up. They sent it to the DHS, and DHS awarded them a grant of $358,000 to continue doing it.
Wow. And this is why the Republicans continue to say that this administration looks for terrorists in America, whether it's parents, going after parents because they want to know more about their.
So you've got Antifa funded by the Department of Homeland Security. Trump just declared them a terror organization, just to give you some idea of the insanity here. Standing up there, funded University of Dayton, one of these Homeland Security grants, admitting, yeah, we're violent, we break the law. And everybody's fine with it. No, they're good. It's all good. What did that cause? 2020. Leftists at UC Berkeley violently attacks Turning Point USA member. Police seek help identifying suspect. Next headline, violent fascist students docks conservative TP USA leader, set his dorm on fire. Again, we're just in 2019. Antifa threatens Candace Owens at TP USA event at UPenn. This is where the money is coming from to target these people. South Seattle College, TP USA president, after he was beaten. I feel more empowered than ever. This one, Breitbart launches radio effort with TPUSA student activists more empowered than ever after attacks by leftists. That was the Las Vegas University beaten there. Next one, Turning Point USA leader stalked, says almost victim of hit and run on Seattle campus. Guys, so one of these people weren't killed before at your expense with your taxpayer dollars, of course, funding the whole thing. Let's keep going. TPUSA USA campus rep reports mob violence against conservative students. They tried to shut us down. That was the University of Las Vegas one. Next headline. Utah high school student admits using pepper spray to disrupt TPUSA event. Again, we're only in 2019. Next one. Turning Point USA activists attacked at Evergreen State College. Next one, same lunatic who sucker punched TPUSA member last year was arrested Sunday for repeatedly stabbing husband bike riding with his wife. Folks, that was in California, in San Francisco. He attacked a Turning Point USA activist who was recruiting for their chapter at UC Berkeley. Violent act after violent act after violent act. Let's keep going, because why not? Next page. This is just from my archives, and it's unbelievable. Then you've got The View apologizing for wrongly linking TPUSA with Nazis. And you got this headline, Charlie Kirk taunts furious far-left protesters waving signs against white supremacy as they storm Turning Point USA event at the University of Mexico. That's 2022, all of it funded by Biden. Next headline, Biden DHS, yeah, paid $40 million on an anti-terror program to confront TPUSA. Next headline, left-wing activists smash windows, arrested at UC Davis, Charlie Kirk event. Violence comes after chancellor prompted students to neutralize and negate TPUSA. And I'm reading this so we can understand why we are not going to allow Clemson to get a violent death cult beachhead going among its faculty. Next article. Okay, so we're out of line. Okay, here's another one. Watch this. Trans perp swing a bike lock at TPUSA chapter president. He slammed it against Page's head. So just going in public, that one was at University of Texas. And you could see her just take a full bike lock to the head. Folks, it's a wonder Charlie Kirk survived as long as he did. And this is not a one-off. This is organized. It is funded by the left. Andy Ngo has a warning for us overnight. And Clemson wants to keep it going. President of Clemson wants to keep it going by protecting pro-murder faculty members. Not acceptable. Politely email the president. We are polite. We are good. We are Charlie Kirk. We talk like Charlie Kirk does. We are polite. We are loving, and we do not tolerate murder, and he should not either. President@clemson.edu is the email. incredible poll out this morning. This is yet another one of these. What percentage of those who identify as conservative or very conservative say violence can sometimes be justified? 6%. What percentage say violence is never justified? 83%. So that's still some people on our side. You go over to the left. What percentage of those who identify themselves as very liberal think violence can sometimes be justified? 25%. See the problem we got? 25%. Among those, that's 25% of very liberal. Among those who just describe themselves as liberal, 17%. Among those who describe themselves as very liberal, 55% say, only 55% say violence is never justified. The rest are either not sure or they're for it. This is where the problem is coming from. It's not us. And when you're trying to establish a new beachhead in the debate, as the president leadership of Clemson is, that you can keep your job while celebrating murder of the other side. This is they're trying to create a new right. Let's have a classroom debate, folks. Should we murder right-wing Christians? That's where we are. That is not a legitimate debate, but they're trying to establish that right now. This is why this is so important that we break the back of this. This cannot be tolerated. Understand, the state newspaper did an idiotic editorial saying, oh, this is ironic. Conservatives want to cancel professors now for speech. And they were complaining about free speech. No, I don't want them canceled. No. I don't want their accounts taken. I'm glad that they still have internet accounts, especially on X. I don't want their free speech rights taken. I'm being censored right now. I'm on my third YouTube account. Those who used to watch me stream there know you can't anymore. I got a strike there, so I'm in the process of losing that one, lost the other two. I know what it's like to be censored by the left. I wouldn't put that on anyone, not even the left. But they should lose their jobs. This is a moral stand, and it is not good enough, Clemson. No. Not good enough to say, well, we'll keep paying with your money, and we're just going to put them over here and not let them in the classroom. The second we turn our backs, they're going back in that classroom. Clemson has not promised, hey, we'll never return them to the classroom. This is a game. I can't believe the political capital that the leadership of Clemson is expending to keep pro-murder professors on staff who want to kill us in a red state. In a red state. So you know what to do. President@clemson.edu. Not good enough. This is not over. And especially if you are a donor, have donated to Clemson in the past, cut them off. Alumni Association, cut off. No more money, no more checks. Till we win this thing, we are not establishing murder is okay as a point of view at Clemson.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.